Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is enemies part two.
Yeah, highly requested on the Patreon Discord.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought you were lying.
I mean, that
was
would...
like, gaslight them. Do it. They that would make shit. Sense.
Everyone try and find the receipt in the Discord. They're like,
we deleted the post, but it was
we didn't want all the heat coming for the person, you know, course, in case people didn't want the enemies episode. So yeah, we did delete all the receipts, but
a resounding yes,
highly requested. Well, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow
you need to stop moving as much. Every time I've edited audio recently, it's
I'm moving too much. Okay, well, I don't have rings on you.
It's just the
movement.
But once I grip her, I'm not letting go.
Okay, so I should be a tighter grip.
Yeah, tighter grip and less flailing, I would say.
The Patreons know, because the folks on Patreon get to see this in video.
Yeah.
So they get to see the flailing. I cannot sit still.
You can't, no.
It's like an issue. Julia sometimes like freaks out at me. She's like, can you just like for 5 minutes just stop moving? And then I try and I realize how much I move.
Yeah.
Because like if I
am a leg
don't,
bouncer. As well,
I think I'm an everything bouncer.
Yeah, and when I go to bed, I rub my legs together like a grasshopper.
Oh, me too.
Until it tires me out.
Me too. My little feet. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow or subscribe or both if there's some magical platform where you can do that, and rate us 5 stars only.
Only.
We haven't threatened people with 5 stars only in a while.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's all I'll say.
Okay.
I think this will clear things up. I think this will reestablish, mm-hmm. you know, the hierarchy of how important mm-hmm. 5-star reviews are to us. It is currently November.
Mm-hmm.
In America, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is coming up.
Oh.
And
mm-hmm.
globally, after that, Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
And you know,
tis the season.
Tis the season to be with family. And I would hate for anything to happen to your family. Lots of icicles this time
of
year.
That's so true.
Lots of slip hazards on sidewalks.
Yeah. A lot of mistakes can happen.
But you know what I hear?
Mm-hmm.
Thaws that ice?
Mm-hmm.
5 stars.
5 stars. Your family will be accident free with 5 stars. That's, you know what? That's not a threat. It's just
a reality. It's just being aware of the
climate.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah, because if you don't leave a 5-star review, one of your family members may fall down the side of a mountain while getting proposed to, wake up in a Christmas village, don't remember who they are.
The fuck are you talking about?
The plot of that new Lindsay Lohan movie.
I'm so excited to watch that.
I haven't watched it either.
I've read the funniest review on Twitter.
I know, I saw that.
It was like someone being like, this is the most dismal, terrible use of props, terrible directing,
no one
terrible
wants to
acting.
Be there. Acting subhuman.
And then it was like 5 out of 5. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
I need to watch that film.
Yeah.
Speaking of Twitter, I feel like since this is going up in a timely manner, because... quick little piece of info. We have been having technical difficulties. That's why we've been gone for 2 weeks. Yeah. First, it was Sean's laptop. Then it was the mics.
The thing is...
what?
This all makes sense now. It was never my laptop.
It was always the mics.
It was always the cord. But we are very stupid and know nothing about having a podcast.
Yes.
So the fact that it wasn't sending audio but still recognized it didn't compute.
To me. Yeah. Okay. So that's why we've been gone, because of the cords.
Yeah.
We have new cords,
so we are
back. It's very sad to say that we've met up multiple times in the last couple of weeks and have given 0 episodes.
I'm sorry that was so hard for you.
It was. Do you think I want to be here just because? Like, are
apparently
you kidding
not.
Me?
I think I got my answer.
So that's why we were gone. Very sorry about that. Appreciate you clicking and being back, and go follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. I'm going to start posting memes that people post on the Discord. I've been saving them and collecting them. What?
Do you have housekeeping?
Yes, I do.
Go.
Well, I was on Twitter today, speaking of the thing, and the Swifties are mad.
Yeah.
And this is going up in a timely manner, so I feel like with enemies, we could talk about the fact that
it is Ticketmaster.
Okay, but here's something that's been interesting to me.
What?
I have never seen such a strong discourse against Taylor Swift by her own Swifties.
What are you going to do? Like, honestly.
What do you mean? What would Taylor, what is, should I'm Taylor a Swiftie, be doing?
Yeah. And do you really think that Taylor is going to figure out some perfect way to get, like, literally millions of people tickets? Like, it's just going to be a clusterfuck.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute nightmare no matter what. But yeah. I'm not saying these people are right.
Right.
I'm just saying usually the Swifties go so hard that she can do no wrong.
True. It's always pro-Swift.
It's always pro-Swift. Yeah. And I was clicking away today and I feel like Taylor's catching some enemies.
The kingdom is shaking.
I'm serious. And you better hope that, you know... You better hope that Taylor doesn't get back in that fucking suitcase.
She's gonna. You know, this just all goes back to people saying that they're having issues getting tickets or that the ticket prices are too high.
Yeah.
But I think we need to circle back that Taylor Swift doesn't care about poor people.
I know. I think that's like, I'm like, why do people think she does? I'm like, where do people get that input? Do you remember
the other drama that we had this year with her? Too many private jet flights.
She also, can I say something bold and brave?
Do it.
Also, since this is enemies, I'm just about to make some.
Okay.
I think that Taylor Swift is like the poster woman for Chuggy.
Oh, yeah.
And Chuggy white women do not care about poor people. They don't. They don't. They don't. Pumpkin spice bitches don't care. They don't.
It's, yeah.
They don't. And I know the Swifties are going to come for me because we do have some Swifties in the fan base.
I think they would agree with you on those points, though. I don't think anybody thinks Taylor Swift is not Chuggy.
I think your roommate, Lauren, might be waiting.
Well, Lauren also says that she won't fuck her, which is, or doesn't want to fuck her. Like, the lies that are going on are just too much.
I don't understand why people say that. Like, okay.
I would fuck Taylor Swift.
And I would
hope that it would be on her jet.
While just circling. You're not circling. Going anywhere.
No. We're like about 12 feet off the ground.
Meanwhile, you're on the plane. You're like, do you think they could just dig the ocean just a little deeper?
A little deeper?
I think that would...
You'd be able to fly around in this bitch as much as you want if we had a deeper ocean.
She's like, oh, don't worry. I do no matter what. This doesn't matter to me. Nothing's adjusting my flight schedule. No, yeah, I just, she's very, very Chuggy. I was listening to her recent album, and again, I'm digging myself deeper here, like we wish we could, the ocean, and...
I will not stand for midnight slander, but...
I'm just saying, I got excited about the new album because I've got so many Swiftie friends that were really excited about the drop. So I thought, okay, you know what? I got to do the proper listening experience. I hardly ever do that anymore for albums. I listened the whole way through and there were so many lines. Like, I know we're allowed to do this with celebrities. Don't come at me and be like, well, you're not a lyricist, so you don't get to say things.
True.
We're allowed to, yes, true. But we're allowed to do this with celebrities. Like, we're allowed to critique their work, their public figures, right? I don't know. I don't know that the lyrics are hitting the same way.
Okay,
they
well.
They seem just so Chuggy.
I'm going to say.
Like, for somebody who's eyeliner too fucking sharp to kill a man.
Draw a cat eye.
Yeah, like, what is that? It's just, like, embarrassing at this point.
Maybe work on your fucking eyeliner. I don't know. That should have resonated with you.
I mean, I think that I'm also, like, you're Chuggy. So I'm talking to, like, the Chuggy Chug.
How am I Chuggy?
Your skinny jeans.
First of all, these I would not say are skinny jeans.
These are not skinny jeans that you're wearing.
Look at all that bunching. These are the skinniest jeans I now own currently. And
you know what? That's fair. I feel like
they're like the same as yours. These are the skinniest jeans I own now. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like part of it is because any like baggier of a jean to wear to work, it feels weird because
it feels like you're being sloppy.
It feels like I'm wearing.
I get that.
Jeans.
I have certain jeans that I wear.
Yes, but I have bought some wide leg pants for you. I do think it's really bold of you to come in here on Enemies episode
and try
and start talking about Taylor Swift. The fact that you would even pair those two things together.
I know.
You are asking to, I'm get, asking to get run over when you leave this apartment.
I know.
And it's by Lauren.
I know there. I know that Lauren's coming for me. I know that half the patrons on the Discord are coming for me. I know that you're coming for me, but that's always been the case.
The thing is, though, I don't really care what you have to say about music because you don't listen to music and it weirds me out and I don't like it.
Here's the thing. I think I need to clarify this. I very much enjoy music. I enjoy music so much that I can't do it while doing other things. I'm serious. I'm serious.
This all sounds like somebody who enjoys music.
No, I get like ASMR on the top of my head when music's playing. Like, you know, when like people get tingles, I get that. And it's like overstimulating.
You didn't get dry cat eyes.
No, I fucking hated that line. Okay. I was like, ew, that just looks like one of those. If you went to Pinterest and you bought like a random poster from like some 45-year-old woman,
it was like live, laugh, like love,
Utah. Yeah.
Draw a cat eye sharp enough to kill a man.
Like she went on there for lyric inspo, I swear, on this album.
Yeah.
She just scrolled Pinterest.
Probably.
Like Mormon Utah wives Pinterest and just found a few little things and stuck it together to beats. Like, I'm convinced. I'm sorry. I know. And the thing is, I'm going to be bold. I'm going to be really bold.
You've
here.
Been bold this whole time.
I think that Taylor Swift is so good at marketing and PR and storylines, but I don't actually think her music is that good.
You are literally going to get the shit beat out of you. I don't know when it's going to happen or where it's going to happen, but you're getting jumped.
Like, I think so many artists, it's the opposite way around. Like, their music's great, but they're like artists through and through and they don't know how to pull it together on the other side. I think she's the opposite.
I strongly disagree.
I think most people disagree with me on this. I think that's Kim Kardashian of music. Yeah.
In that she is so great at, like you said, marketing, all of these things, which I think Kim Kardashian is like the queen of.
Yeah.
Which they should really join forces again. Like, enough with the snake emojis. Mm-hmm. But I also do think she is like undeniably good music. And I would say that the Grammys would probably disagree with you, but you know, you go off.
You know, I will say I think her previous music was much better. Right. She lost me at Folklore.
She lost me a little bit at Folklore.
Yeah.
Well, I love folk. Anyway, I could get into it. We're not doing a Taylor Swift.
This is a whole thing.
Are you done housekeeping?
I think so.
Okay. Fuck you. Fuck you.
What?
How
what have I done?
Dare you?
What have I done?
You reminded me of this as well.
Okay.
When you said, I'm going to start posting I Can Explain memes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm revoking your access to our shared Instagram account. How dare you post that Instagram?
What? I thought it was funny. It was very memeable.
I'm sure you thought it was funny. I'm sure you thought it was very funny. You know who didn't? Me.
The fact that you didn't even say anything to me about it and you waited till this moment.
I forgot about it because I was so blinded with rage.
Dana, okay, we have to talk about this.
I don't even know where that photo came from. Like, what night is that?
She's a fucking sneak.
No, but what night was that?
I don't know. No fucking clue, Sean. Okay, we have a friend, Dana. Dana, if you're listening, fuck you too.
Enemies.
She literally is the worst. She's like the paparazzi. I'm not joking you. You look, you're trying to enjoy yourself. You're trying to have a little dance. You're trying to, you know, vibe out. You look in your peripherals. Whoa. There's fucking Dana taking a fucking video or a photo of you dancing. And you know what makes it worse? If I knew where those all went, like if they ever surfaced,
no,
I would understand.
For later.
She doesn't post anywhere. She doesn't post on Instagram. She doesn't share the photos with friends. She doesn't. What she does is like 3 months later, she'll like just send a random video clip.
Yeah.
And you're like, what vault did you pull this out of? Like, where did you get
Taylor's
this
version
content?
From the vault? Like, Dana's version from the vault.
No, like, honestly, I would be afraid it's to like, see her
it's like
photo album.
That Friday night out, Dana's version from the vault.
actually.
Yeah.
And everyone's just afraid to watch it. It's like when Dana sends me a video clip.
It's like, you know what it's like?
What?
It's like interacting with A from Pretty Little Liars.
That is exactly what it's like.
It's like Dana. No. Oh, I guess it's Dana.
Not the double A. My God. No, I'll literally be sitting there on a random Tuesday, minding my business.
Yeah.
Doing like some mundane paperwork. Ding.
Look at my phone. Get the most jarring thing you've seen.
Jump scare central from like 5 months back. And I'm like, what the fuck is this from? And she's like, oh. And then she never explains either.
No.
She just laughs. Ha ha.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fucking fuck is this?
Comes in, ruins your whole day, yeah. Throws a smoke bomb, leaves.
And LOL and checks out. Says, see you next time, bitch. I'll be there. My phone's fully charged and I'm ready to get the content. And you're like, Jesus.
She has one of those little iPhones still. She can sneak it around.
She's just like...
Yeah. And I'm like, what is that?
The other thing is like, I will say, I think part of the reason that Dana is my... enemy,
mm-hmm.
staying on topic here, is because I'm obnoxious with the phone usage, right? And everyone always rolls their eyes at me. Oh, there goes Brie again, making
bad content.
Well, that's if you're asking Dallas, our other friend who hates my Instagram. Anyways,
she's built though.
She did. At Brianne Williamson, thank you. And I'm like, group photo, I'm making it obvious that I'm making the content.
Yeah.
I will go so
like lesbian big says.
I haven't said that since my second TikTok.
Well, the people will never forget.
No, they won't. You won't.
Remember your roots, Brie.
I know, I have to remember where I came from. At Brie Williamson on TikTok. Anyways, I feel like I am very upfront about it. And I get a lot of grief for that. I get a lot of, you're always taking photos and videos.
Right.
Dana's over here. She's the true content queen
She's
of the group.
She's in a full fucking like ghillie suit.
Literally.
Like strapped to a wall.
She's, oh, do you remember that scene in Spice World where the paparazzi's following them and he comes out in scuba gear?
That's her.
That's her.
Yeah.
And he's just to get the photo of them? That's fucking her.
Yeah. But I do think, you know what probably enhances this behavior?
What?
Posting those photos on an Instagram.
Okay, go to Ed I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram to see the
and
photos.
And say, Team Sean or Team Brie?
Your big foot's getting in the way of my mic.
My feet are little, actually.
No, they aren't.
They actually are for a man. for a man. Big man like me. He's a widow.
Okay, so Dana, the other day, sends me this photo out of nowhere. Just the photo again. Yeah. It's just like a drop off,
mm-hmm.
like an owl from Hogwarts.
It's like
just
the
drops
equivalent
a photo
of in like a horror movie or like a thriller, getting a loose, unmarked manila envelope like slid through your door, and then you open the door and no one's there.
Exactly,
that's what it's like.
Or, like, you open the door and there's a dead cat on your doorstep. Similar, you know? Similar.
Very.
Jarring.
She might as well start saving the dead cats.
So, I literally open this up. I'm like, where the fuck are we, first of all? Second of all, Sean and I have never been this fun. Like, I'm looking at this photo. I'm like, why do we look like we're having the
so
best, most chaotic night of our life? And I was like, wow, I'm not actually mad at this one because it's kind of funny.
Well, you looked fine in it.
I don't think I looked good at all. I thought I looked trashed.
Much better than me. And I know that because you posted it using a caption as a revenge post against me. And all of the comments were like, does Sean know you posted this? This feels hateful.
Okay, that was one comment, and that's from Jet. He had your back.
Other
he did.
People said, wow, what is wrong with you?
No, they didn't.
They did.
Who said that?
Me just now.
I'm like, I'm about to pull up the comments.
I think other people said, like, freedom. Does Sean know that you posted this?
I'm literally going to look right now. I thought it was fun and fresh.
And
I thought
you
looked like you're having a great time.
You know you didn't.
You know what?
No,
I thought it was
didn't.
Refreshing.
Don't try to gaslight me.
No, then. I'm serious. No. You do. You're like, ah.
No, I literally look like I'm having a stroke, Brie.
Look at me. You can see every one of my teeth.
This is literally the face you make all the time.
Okay. Someone said, Jet said, did Sean give you permission to do this? It feels hateful.
Yes.
And I said, no, and it is.
See? So, you knew in the moment.
You know, yeah, I knew it wouldn't be your favorite photo. But here's the thing. I find it refreshing because you're always so like perfect, perfect, perfect on Instagram.
Someone has to be.
And we talk about and we talk about how when we go out, mm-hmm. you are giving mean face a lot of the time.
Which I'm...
You're working on it.
I'm rebuking that.
Yeah, you're getting better
rebuking?
At it.
Rebuking?
I have no fucking clue what either of those words mean.
I'm saying no to it.
I'm saying absolutely
I actually
not.
Think that I make a lot of friends when I'm out.
You do?
I do.
When's the last time you made a friend when you were out?
Literally the last time we went out, I was talking to people.
Who?
Well, I don't fucking remember who they are. I was blacked out. I talked to people at the bar at Halloween. I was complimenting people's outfits. We were chatting with people, okay. which is like, I was fucking blasted and dressed as a haunting clown. I was like, I like your outfit.
Okay, well, I will say, if I counted every person I told I had a diva cup in, that I would also say I was making a lot of friends.
Right. Well, I think they would maybe recount our two situations a little differently.
Okay, fair. You said my lawyers are going to tear your ass up over this.
As they will.
Okay. Looking forward to that manila envelope.
You're going to be walking down the street and you're going to get served.
Someone said, POV, you just got upgraded from the straw house to the brick house at the big party.
That one was my favorite.
Amazing. I like that one.
Well, because you also tried to cover your tracks by saying, caption this photo.
Yeah. Someone said, when Brie books a trip to LA without Sean, finally getting my revenge.
Go for it.
Sean says, all right, I'll wear the Crocs. There's no one else saying that I'm.
It's because you covered your tracks by saying caption this.
Oh, okay. Instead so you just made letting... up a lie. You just made up a lie that people were upset in the comments.
Yeah, they're gonna be now after this episode. It's just gonna be comment, comment, comment.
I think it's a fun photo. I think we look like we're partying. We're obviously both. We've had some beverages, and I think we look fun.
I'm just saying that somebody, little Miss Dana,
yeah.
might be, you know, under my payroll next time.
Next time we go out.
Yeah.
Trust me, you won't have to search high and low for a photo of me like that.
Maybe I'll make a nice birthday carousel for you. You know,
oh my God, please
a
do.
Collection of 10 photos for your birthday. I've never posted a carousel, but I'm always looking for if the first one.
If you do it on your personal account, I'll actually like it. But I know you won't because your account's too perfect looking.
You don't know. Maybe I'll post a good.
You don't let people see behind the mask. You have
I don't
to
want
be
them to see behind the mask. You let them see only behind the mask.
You're
try
like,
putting a mask. Scott.
You're like, polish it up a bit. For
Jesus
Christ.
Halloween's okay. over.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're my enemy this week.
That's fair.
You know who else? I think I literally just remembered this.
Mm-hmm.
This is bringing it back to enemies part one.
Mm-hmm.
You know who left and came back?
Who?
Who was my main enemy in the first enemies episode?
Who?
That fucking crossing guard.
No, you're joking.
It had been years. Maybe COVID took her out or something. I don't know. Maybe she had long COVID or something.
Yeah.
She's back. And she is
back
maybe
with a vengeance.
Worse than ever. The other day, I literally put my car in park. I put my car in park. We weren't moving.
Because she was just making sure everyone in the community
she
was safe.
She stood in the middle of the crosswalk, just ushering people across the street.
Sounds to me like she's good at her
come
job.
Come on, guys. Come on, guys. There's somebody three blocks away. Come on, guys. Brie, I'm not kidding you. The next time, without like fucking doxing her,
yeah.
I'm like, I need to take a video of it and blur her out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not kidding. She'll stand there, with a little light up stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's six blocks away and she's like, come on guys, pick it up, you can still make it, you guys can still
she's
make
too
it
too generous
she's too generous to the kids, she needs to focus. Well, it's like
I did crossing guards when I was like 12 at elementary school.
And you know when to shut it down.
No, you need to. Some people can wait. The cars can go maybe three cars.
Yeah.
Then the people go. Then the three cars. Then the people go. There's not a single, not a single little person waits on the edge of the crosswalk. It's like as soon.
No one's waiting.
Somebody could keep walking.
It's like a slip and slide.
From two blocks away. Never stop. And they would make it all the way across the street.
No problem.
No problem.
Not a pause. They don't have to look both ways. There's a crossing guard.
It's that crossing guard.
I think you need to do like an online video series on how to be a crossing guard.
Probably. And drop it off in a manila envelope.
With a dead
chuck
cat.
It out the side of my car.
Just like a DVD.
The worst part is I said this in the first enemies. She's so lovely and she waves at every single car.
Well, that's why she's not good at her job. Because she's too good at her job.
See, but now nice. I'm thinking maybe she's waving at the cars to keep us on her good side. Because if she was this bad of a crossing guard
and not waving.
And a bad person.
I think she's doing it to prevent anger.
I think so too.
Because how can you be angry at... like Miss fucking Frizzle on her magic school bus waving every child in the community.
Well, if the school bus
safely.
Isn't able to get through the crosswalk, that would do it. If the school bus put itself in park, I would say that would probably do it.
That's, wow.
So yeah, she honestly, I was driving.
Yeah.
Love and life. Listen to some tunes.
Yeah.
Come around the corner. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Because they cycle through the crossing guards, or they had for the past 2 years of, I assume, parent volunteers. And then she said, I'm going to take this full time.
She said, I'll just take this
I'm going to take this big leagues.
She said, I think I'm pretty incredible at this. I think I should just stick around. Yeah.
So she's back. And I...
Well, good for her, honestly.
She, no exaggeration, adds... At least, this is not a bit. She adds like 5 minutes to my commute.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's like I will be two blocks back in bumper to bumper cars, knowing that we're stopped because we're not getting through the crosswalk.
I think you need to leave some sort of threat.
Yeah. So maybe like one of those serial killer
notes
where you cut the newspaper letters out.
And it just says like 10
please
kids,
let me
three
through.
Cars, please God. 10
I
kids,
have a family to feed.
Cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just three cars.
Just three.
I don't think she's ever let three cars in one go.
She lets like one entire grade three class through and then one car, like half a car. She's like, ooh, a motorcycle. Ooh, okay, yes, sure, come on
smart car. Anything? Anything? Go-kart? Bike?
Good for her. Yeah. Honestly, she's laying down the law in her own way. And I
respect
it.
She has, honestly, I'll give it to her. Mm-hmm. She's kind of been serving with her looks recently.
Has she?
It's been cold as fuck out. And she's been wearing like boots and shorts, but a long coat.
Oh.
Which is just.
That is like Julia Fox. Is that you?
I was like, okay.
Wow.
Is this the Met Gala?
Serious? Good for her. So make sure to include that in your serial killer note. Also,
please let me through. Great legs. You look amazing. Stunning. Who are you wearing tonight?
I can't. Wow. Well, yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
I thought of an enemy on the way over here that goes back to my childhood.
That sounds like it could be traumatic.
It was this dumb fuck kid who was from the island. Okay, a lot of my family lives on the island. I really like the island. If you're not from the area, there's an island called Vancouver Island off of Vancouver. I don't know how else to explain it. Anyways, on that island, there's like a few more main cities and then there's smaller towns.
Okay, I was going to say, I have described Vancouver Island to people before that don't live here. And in their mind, they think it's like a small island.
No, it's big.
Like, it's a big bitch.
Yeah, it's a big bitch. Yeah. It's got like a university. It's got
our capital.
Yeah. And there's like bigger, more main towns. And then there's like a lot of like really small towns.
Yeah.
Anyways. Every year we would go camping like with our family. And one time this like kid came, friend of a friend came with somebody who was from like one of the small towns, right? Cause it would be like, there'd be like 40 of us there, maybe 50, like cousins and their friends, etc.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know why he had such a fucking bone to pick with me that I was from Vancouver. Like, I think someone had told him that where he was from wasn't cool or something.
Okay.
And it reminded me the other day when I was in my TikTok comments and people were making arguments that didn't make any sense.
Okay.
And I've said this before that, like, unfortunately, I think a lot of people don't know how to vote or don't know how to form opinions because they genuinely don't understand how to, like, intelligently form an argument,
right?
Or what an intelligent argument is.
I'm one of those people, but yes.
Anyways, I was in my comments and I had posted this video and someone was like, in the video I repeated like 18 times that I was specifically talking about cishet men.
Okay.
And someone commented and they were like, you know that not all bi women date cishet men, right? Like, that's fucked up. And I was like, where did you get that? I was talking about cishet men.
Yeah.
And their response was, you repeating cishet men over and over made me think that you were saying that only cishet men exist or something along those lines.
Right.
I'm like, how did you draw that? Like,
you're like, that seems like you need to do some soul searching.
I'm specifying that I'm talking about cishet men, and nowhere in this did I say that there's not situations where bi women are dating not cishet men.
Yeah.
Anyways, this kid was full of those types of fucking arguments.
Okay.
And I'll never forget, this is like one of those moments that I wish I could go back in life and be like, you're a fucking moron, bro. I was literally there on the beach and he came up to me and he said, where you live sucks. And I was like, okay, like, why does it suck? You've got fucking nothing in your town, loser.
I'm sure that's exactly, verbatim. Yeah.
And he was like, Vancouver sucks. And this was like, you know, back in the 1800s. So I'm sure it was true at this point. Vancouver sucks because it doesn't even have a local radio station. And I was like, what are you talking about? We have radio stations. And he was like, yeah, but there's not one that's like specifically only playing in Vancouver.
First of all, not how radio would work.
But he genuinely thought, like, even if at that point, like, somehow that was true in his mind.
Yeah.
I remember just saying to him, are you in radio? Like, do you want to be a radio person?
Are you daddy radio?
Why do you care so much that your town is a fucking local radio station?
Also, if you're going to drag me for something that my town has or doesn't have, radio is not the
place.
Radio's not
it.
Even in the 40s.
And he was like, he thought he had like the Trump card. Like, he was like, you don't have a fucking radio station, bro. And I was like, he was like, try and name one. And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, see, sucks. Walked away like he had the W. And I think that's what caused me to be who I am, where I can't just let an argument go because I literally just, I let it go. I was like, he's wrong, but I'm just going to let it go. And to this day, I still every once in a while think about that and think that the fact that he thought that he won because he said we didn't have a local radio station.
Do you
and it's a flawed argument.
When you listen to the radio now? Is that what sparked that? You said you were driving somewhere. Did you turn the radio on?
That's why I don't
and
listen
said,
to the
radio. I said, coming at you from Nanaimo. And you said,
that's why I don't listen to the radio because it's triggering. I drive silence. I don't want to hear the external radio stations piping in from other places.
Speaking of radio, made me laugh. I saw a TikTok the other day that was somebody saying when my Bluetooth is acting up, so I decide to give the radio a chance. And it was a TikTok that was about 2 minutes of radio sounds. Coming at you, blah, blah, all this. And then it was like, and now playing. And then it was Ed Sheeran. And I was like, this is so accurate.
I thought you were about to get Rickrolled.
No.
Which would also be iconic.
True. No, because it's always just absolute, utter nonsense shite. Mm-hmm. And then Ed Sheeran.
I honestly like listening to like some radio hosts. Because it's kind of like a podcast in a way.
No, it's not. It's not. Because all they're doing is filling the time.
That's
which
true.
Is,
they're
I guess,
strategically
all we're doing.
Filling. I'm like, what value are we adding? Where are we? What way's up?
But it is, they will talk about something that is a 2 minute conversation for an hour.
That's true. Because it's been, it's like the approved conversation that they've like gotten for their boss.
I don't even think
they
approve
about
them, but I think they probably do that job every day for
like
years.
What
else are you going to talk about? You have to take one thing that happened and draw it out for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, now we're going to shoot it to Deborah. Deborah, do you think it's okay if men cheat?
Like, literally. Or worse, so like, so I went to the supermarket and there were apples and then there were pears. And I was like, I don't know. Should I be getting apples or pears? So call in.
Yeah, Deborah.
Do you like apples or pears better? After the next 3 songs, we're going to release answers. Like, who's hanging around
like,
for that?
And Colin, tell us what the sound is.
Okay, we can't do that because people gay ASMR.
I know. A throwback.
Okay.
Are we just radio hosts?
Fuck. We think we're better. We're just like radios. People are like, what did you guys just talk about? You talked about a fucking crossing guard.
You talked about a crossing guard that you wanted to run over.
And some guy who told you when you were a child that Vancouver doesn't have radio. What kind of fucking value do you think we're getting here? I'd rather hear about apples
Deborah
and
Colin
pears.
Yet.
Oh, don't worry. When Deborah gets here, shit's about to fucking pop off. Okay, let me try and drop some tea so the enemies really gets juicy here.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you diving back into something?
Well, I don't know. I'm just gonna be a little. It's gonna be a little messy. I have recently been trying to work through a problem where I personally think very poorly about a certain person.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it me?
No.
Okay.
No. And you already know this. Think poorly of a person, and I get frustrated when other people don't. And I know that's like,
am I supposed to be knowing what this is? Oh,
you just had to mouth it to Sean. And
I'm gonna
Sean's gonna turn
hacking the mainframe, enhancing audio
mic up like to like 10,000 so y'all get it,
or just dub over it with the name.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the first time since honestly high school that I've felt this way about somebody. In that, like, I remember being in high school and just like if I disliked someone and other people like really liked them, I would get like, I think jealous is the wrong word. I would just get like frustrated that other people weren't seeing what I was seeing.
Yes.
And it would like kind of eat at me. And then after high school, I think I like had this like whole awakening that I was like, nothing truly ever comes from that. Like, you can't ever convince people to feel a certain way about a person, nor should you try.
That's not true. I have done it.
Sean's like, I've put in the work.
It is one of the things I'm not proud of as a young child. Yeah. I did turn friends against each other.
Did you?
I did, yes. I said, I don't like this person. I won't hang out with you if you keep hanging out with them.
You created enemies.
I literally did that as a child. I was a piece of shit. So
the drama.
Oh my God. Carry on.
Okay. I wonder if those people are in therapy now that you did that to.
I hope so.
God bless you wherever you are.
You were weird though. In all fairness,
not that you were weird, though.
Years later, I was like, that was really mean of me. I wasn't wrong. And that's so bad.
See, no, but I think that's right. I think that's okay. You were weird, though.
No, like, honestly.
I think that's it. I think that when I was in high school, I would not necessarily act on it, but like wish I could convince someone not to like someone.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I realized that was like inappropriate behavior, kind of like what you just said. Like, you think it's fucked up. But I also don't ever think I was wrong about those people. So it's kind of like this weird thing. And anyways, this hasn't happened for me since high school. Like, I feel like I'm very good at like staying in my lane. If people are like friends with other people or certain people, I'm like,
totally.
Whatever. Yeah. Like, it's your life. You can hang out with whoever you want.
I know people I know you hate, so.
Literally. Yeah. Like, that's fine. I don't have to like everyone. Everyone doesn't like me. Yeah. That's just the reality of life. But this person, I feel like I've seen behind the curtain that they portray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just like, oh, we're oil and water and like, they're not my favorite person. It's like, I actually just like, don't think like they're like
a good person.
Like, this sounds so mean to say, but like, I just think at their core, they're very calculated.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to like watch those calculations work because I know from my experience and again, seeing behind the curtain, how like strategic they are.
Right.
And seeing that unfold is like very stressful for me, but I also, because of my like growth and learning and experience, know that in any way trying to like give someone a heads up about that or tell them about that is just going to backfire on me.
Yeah.
It always does. Like, that in life, like if you're listening and you're relating to what I'm saying, like, I promise you, you will never, like, it will never work. Well, for Sean, it did, apparently.
It did, yeah.
But it did, yeah.
I still feel bad about it, but. What are you going to do? Yeah.
They were weird. What are you going to do?
They were top three weirdest people I've ever met.
Fucking God. But yeah, so it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I have felt really unsettled by it lately. Yeah. And I don't know how to unpack that and let it go. And I feel like I've done all the work that to let it go. Like, I've done the things that usually work for me. Like, okay. I'll just like distance myself, like, I'll put up the like certain barriers that prevent me from like interacting and like different things like that. And it's still eating at me.
Yeah.
And I just like, I'm literally like, this person is my enemy and I don't even think they know it.
They have no idea.
Actually, I think they do.
They have an idea.
I think they do. Like, I think I think that this person is like calculated enough that I think that they fully know.
I think they're calculated enough that they can calculate that you're calculating. Mm-hmm. To not be around them.
100%. Yeah. And there's like enough situations where I've been made clear that I am not being included around them.
Yes.
Without it being spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Because other people probably know that I don't fuck with this person.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just really like fucking with me. Like, I can't shake it.
Yeah.
And I think that something that I have to say out loud, because again, why we do this podcast is to be honest and be funny and like whatever. Mm-hmm. But also, I do think that we get a lot of messages that people are like, that was relatable and I've been there before. And I do think you should just leave a dead cat on their door. No, I'm joking. No, I do think that the reality of life is, mm-hmm. and it's hard to hear sometimes, is that bad people win too.
Yeah.
And I think that when you're younger, mm-hmm. I think that when you're younger, you're kind of fed this load of bullshit that like, or by Taylor Swift, that like karma comes back around.
Well, sometimes karma is your boyfriend.
True.
Sometimes karma is a breeze in your hair on the weekend.
Manila envelope.
Sometimes karma is a cat purring in your lap because it loves you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That was probably the original lyric.
That was. And she was like, a little too
karma
much.
Is a dead cat hanging on my porch.
She's like, no, not chewy enough. Bring it back.
What if it was still alive?
That would be sweet. That would be Pinterestable. No, I just think that you're kind of fed this load of bullshit that like, it's all going to work out if you just like stick to your core. And like, I think that that is, can be true too.
Yeah.
But I don't, I think that the truth is that like good people can win. And if you stick to your core and your values and you consider yourself a good person, I think you will in some ways. I think life deals like some shitty hands to good people as well, of course. But I think like you'll be able to nurture a life of like a good community around you and et cetera. But I think what's also true is a lot of times bad people that really suck will also win.
Like Casey Anthony.
Exactly.
You killed your daughter.
Literally.
And now you
have you seen there's a new fucking documentary?
No, I don't
want to
watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
You know what makes me realize that, speaking of Casey Anthony?
What?
What a tie together.
Speaking of
Casey Anthony.
I've been talking about Casey Anthony this whole time. You clue in on that?
I did. That's what you mouthed. It's Casey Anthony. What makes me realize this exact thing that bad people win to a lot of the time is law. Is people going to court and getting away with things that they're so clearly in the 100%. Wrong for, because the law is on their side.
Because there's like these fine prints and loopholes that like their lawyer can get them out of shit.
Like fucking OJ Simpson. Bad people win. He's trying to get verified on Twitter.
He's trying to get verified. He's paying that $8 a month.
Probably.
Yeah, no, I think it's like, it's one of those like tough pill to swallow moments when you're an adult and you realize that like maybe your parents or your teachers or whoever have told you that like being good will result in good things, and if you're not quote unquote like good or you do all these things wrong or you're shitty to people, like you won't get those good things.
Yeah.
And then you become an adult and you're like, there's a lot of shitty people getting a lot of good things.
I will say I have been on the receiving end of that, and I think I learned that pretty early on.
Yeah,
that bad people do fine. I don't think I'm a bad person, but in high school I realized that I could just cheat all the time and still be fine.
See, I think I kind of duped myself because I was like goody two shoes. Yeah. Like I never missed a class. I never.
No, I cheated. I was a cheater.
Someone's going to call you tomorrow and be like, so your high school diploma revoked.
There's no like statute of limitations on that.
They're like, too bad. It's
gone. I'm like, sorry, I already used it.
I already used it.
I already went to university to used it. But yeah. I just cheated, and I honestly figured out, I was like, I'll literally do fine by just cheating because bad people get ahead.
And I also think that like, okay, there's this book that I read that was something, I don't even know what the fuck it was called, but it was basically talking about how a lot of the world's biggest CEOs are like sociopaths and like high score highly on the sociopath test, might be called the sociopath test. And how a lot of really successful people are just very good at like social climbing and getting in the right rooms and like not really caring what it takes to get there and being able to just put one foot ahead of the other and
like throw people away.
Yeah. Et cetera. Right. And so sometimes they get really good results by doing that. And that's just like the truth, because like being a bad person doesn't necessarily mean that you aren't like good at like work ethic or, you know, getting in the room or showing up, and you can almost navigate certain things better. Like, I'm very aware that there's certain things in my life that I would be more successful at if I didn't have a certain moral compass that I, like, was like, I can't do that because that doesn't feel right for me. Like, there's definitely certain people I could work with or spaces I could be in that would get me farther, but I choose not to.
There's a lot of work situations for me that I feel like, oh, I don't want to do this because I don't want to step on somebody's toes.
Yeah.
But in the other room, there's 15 people waiting to step on toes.
Will.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think the important thing
to just wrap this all up to remember is sometimes karma isn't your boyfriend. It's actually your ex.
It is.
Yeah.
And
they wish nothing but the worst for you.
They're fucking coming like a demon in the night.
Or a dead cat at your doorstep.
The amount of dead cat reference.
You started
this.
It.
I know. And then I continued it. And now it will be forever part of the lore. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, follow us on Instagram. Trust me, you're going to want to see this photo at I Can Explain Podcast. People are also asking for a Bree's birthday episode. November 23rd is coming up.
Who?
Just like the comments shading me that are non-existent on the I Can Explain post. I don't know where the receipts are for the birthday request, but I believe I saw maybe one. And I have to say I'm fundraising for my next film. So click the link in my bio at Brianne Williamson. If you want to support that, I literally beg of you. I would really appreciate it. There's some cool rewards. Follow Sean at Sean.Lusk. Sean's been telling me that he's about to launch his like fourth TikTok. Shit is about to pop off over there.
Have I?
He told me for the cocktail party.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Sean is more of the pull strategy with marketing. He's not giving you all the content. He's keeping you waiting. He's keeping you hanging on the edge of your seat.
Totally.
And sometime in December, there might be a launch. So make sure to get him on TikTok too.
Agreed.
At Sean.Lusk.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much. And until next time, we will see you around the game.
Oh my God, there's actually a camera this time.